So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
Welcome back, Bob Durkin, President, CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce.
Always great to be back here, Jason and Nancy.
Great to have you. Boy, you have some really interesting stuff here because we're kind of in the political season. I bet you know that.
We are? Oh, yes, we are.
And you and your organization have done a survey of the local business community on the issues that are most important to them.
Because we have a congressional forum for the 8th Congressional District, we wanted to make sure that we got tested the waters, you know, from a standpoint of our members. So we put together a really down and dirty, simple survey, identified a handful of topics that we felt would cover the range of business questions that we might ask at this forum, and simply said, hey, just order these. Tell us what order you think they should be in. And I guess it may be a little bit surprising.
Very surprising, I think, for number one.
Number one was healthcare. Number two, affordable housing. That's not a surprise. That's a topic that's been permeating both chamber and, frankly, every conversation. Infrastructure was third, and childcare fourth. Again, not surprising. Childcare and affordable housing kind of emerging as new topics in the chamber world.
And again, that's because it's bringing in people to work, talented people, that housing would be important, childcare, and of course, healthcare is a huge issue.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, let's look at the landscape here in northeastern Pennsylvania and from a healthcare standpoint. All three of the major players have gone through or are going through transitions. You know, Geisinger with Kaiser Permanente, the Lehigh Valley with Thomas Jefferson Hospital taking them over, and most recently CHS announcing that they're being purchased by Woodbridge, a nonprofit, which is returning CHS to the nonprofit world as it had been for profit. And so I think that that's top of mind because people are seeing and wondering what does all this stuff mean. And what's more, I think that, you know, without getting into specifics, there certainly have been changes in the availability of certain specialties, particularly what stands out is OBGYN in up in Scranton. People are saying, where are we going to have babies? So there's a lot of important issues there. It'll be interesting to see what the candidates have to say about this and what role government might even play. I mean, you know, we're the Chamber of Commerce, of course, so we believe in the free market, whether it's nonprofit or for-profit. And I really would find it interesting. I'm looking forward to getting the responses from the candidates on that issue.
This is a congressional forum. It's taking place with your organization. This is on October the 14th. Now, this is not a debate, though, as we've been talking about debates.
Right. Yep. This is, to my knowledge, this is only one of only two times that these candidates are going to be together in a sense. I believe that there's one debate on WVIA. In this case, it's not a debate. It is, we're calling it a forum. We've done this before. We've used this format for both congressional and commissioners and state senators in the past. So what we do is we bring the candidates in, and they are going to be there in the chamber building for an hour apiece, essentially, with a very small crowd of chamber board members and government affairs representatives and representatives of the other chambers of commerce in the region, because we're doing this as a regional activity.
This is the 8th Congressional District. We want to make that clear. Yeah. The 8th Congressional District, and that will be with the incumbent Democrat Matt Cartwright, and you'll also be talking with his Republican challenger, Rob Bresnahan.
That's correct, Nancy. Sorry.
Well, just to clear it up, yeah. Cartwright, this land is your land, and then Bresnahan is in a cherry picker. Just, oh, right?
Well, if you're going to look at the TV ads. But you guys are doing this. Now, this is not an open-to-the-public thing. You have limited space there. Right. But each candidate will sit down individually and talk about issues for your chamber and your chamber members.
Right. And so, again, I mentioned the survey that we did and the general topics. It may sound a little unusual the way we do this. We have shared the topics with the candidates. We have not shared the questions with the candidates.
Okay.
And what we have said to them in setting this up is, you know, we're going to have about an hour of your time. We want to get as many questions and answers as we can on the topics that are of interest to the business community. And I emphasize that, to the business community. So, for example, there will be no questions about abortion. There won't be questions on a number of other social issues that seem to be permeating some parts of this national and regional campaigns. What we care about is, from the business perspective, here are the issues and here are the questions we're going to ask you. It's been a lot of fun doing this. I personally have moderated, I think, about 6 of these so far. And, you know, it's very casual. But the other part about this, Nancy, as you mentioned, because it's a smaller space, it's not open to the public per se. It's by invitation only, because most of the room is going to be taken up by TV cameras. We're working with Pocono Mountain Television. They are going to film and broadcast this, as well as share it with ECTV in Scranton. So that as many people as possible will be able to see this broadcast at some point. It will not be broadcast live.
Right. It'll and be, that's by play. Design, because you want each candidate to speak without having heard what the other candidate has to say, which makes sense. But it will be available for after the event.
That's right. And then it will also be available on the websites of the partner chambers, those chambers being the Wyoming Valley Chamber, the Pittston Chamber, the Chamber of the Northern Poconos, and the Back Mountain Chamber, as well as obviously the Greater Scranton Chamber. And then on top of that, it also includes the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau and the Lackawanna County Visitors Bureau as collective sponsors of this.
You said that these questions and this conversation you're going to have with these candidates, it's about how it relates to business. And I'm going to run down the full list of the things that are on this survey: affordable housing, childcare, entrepreneurship, healthcare, infrastructure, immigration, small business support, transportation, taxes. I'm not saying everything is politics today, but every one of those can relate to politics. Yeah. It's amazing. I don't know if it's, has it always been that way, or are we just finding ways to wedge these issues
everything,
in every aspect
everything
of our life?
Connects to everything else.
Sure.
Right.
Well, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole here, but both from the standpoint of the chamber, I've said this before, I think we've talked about this before, issues like childcare and affordable housing. They were, you know, 10, 20 years ago, they would never have made it to our agenda. But now they are not only on our agenda, they are on our priorities, our listed legislative priorities. Many of these things, both from the Scranton Chamber perspective, but also, I think last time we talked about this, we've been working with the other regional chambers and created a priority list that we all share. There are 5 main areas there. So some of these areas we would never been, you know, looking at, but when you take it now and look at it in the context of the tight workforce, the labor shortage, as it were, childcare issue jumps out. Look at how many people, mainly women, but not exclusively, are ending up making the decision that they have to stay home and take care of their child, because the cost of childcare is prohibitive relative to what they would be earning.
That has gone up significantly more than it should have.
That's right. So it's become a bigger problem, and that problem is that talented individuals are being forced out of the workforce when we need them the most. And then the same thing really applies to the housing, and this is a sort of a subtle one, but because of the circumstances we are in both regionally and nationally, where we have limited inventory of affordable housing. And by that, I'm not talking about Section 8 housing here. I'm talking about both the rental and owner held properties, but that are in the range that can be afforded by someone who's making, you know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. And so suddenly that's a problem, because those folks are going to say, I can't afford to stay here. I don't know where they're going to go, by the way, because the problem is national, but I can't work here because I can't afford to buy a house or to rent an apartment at an affordable price. Again, this is a problem all over the United States. What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, sometimes it means some people are making the decision not to work. They'll find some other means of paying the bills, probably from a public assistance standpoint. And so it suddenly is it's a workforce issue. It becomes a Chamber of Commerce issue.
And we will be looking for that, since you will be recording it on the 14th. So within the days after that, we'll let people know where they can find that as well.
Thanks.
You've got another event coming up, and this is open to everyone. It's a very exciting event called the Sage Awards.
Yeah, it's one of our three big events, the Chamber Annual Dinner, our Empower Women's Conference, and the Sage Awards, the gala, as we refer to it. This year, it's coming up on November 1st at Mohegan, Pennsylvania, a very strong chamber member. We feel happy to be there. And essentially what it is we offer the opportunity for our members over the last month or so, an opportunity to apply for awards in various categories. So, for example, we have Business of the Year, Community Involvement Excellence, Customer Service Excellence, Marketing and Communication, New and Emerging Businesses, Nonprofit of the Year, Products and Services of Excellence, Small Business of the Year, Workplace Excellence. All of these categories have a number of businesses applying for them. And one of the things that I think is really fun about this, I mentioned the other events, and we do, of course, like 40, 50, 60 events, depending on the circumstances and the years, every year. And you draw certain audiences to those events. The cool thing about the Sage Awards and the gala is a lot of the smaller businesses, or the ones that maybe are not always actively involved in some of our other programs, they're applying. So oftentimes I'm reading the list and I'm saying, gee, sometimes I don't even know who they are, you know, but you know, for the most part,
they're a contender.
And they contend and they win. I mean, we've had every year we have some very cool and fun and interesting businesses that win these awards. And the one thing I do emphasize is it's all about fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's not the Academy Awards.
Does everyone get a trophy?
Is there a red carpet?
There is, actually.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to camp it up a little bit. Make
you dress it,
a little it kitschy.
Off. Do you glamp it up, you said?
Yeah.
Camp it up or glamp it up?
Campy. Camp it up.
Is the red carpet from a member of the chamber?
I'm going to guess it's from Mohegan, Pennsylvania.
Oh, they probably have one.
Yeah.
All right.
But again, it's a
so
fun
a
time,
yes,
and the atmosphere itself is by design. It is, you know, and we try to do this with all of our events, but it's really sort of upbeat. We're going to have a band. We're going to have, you know, dancing afterwards. So we really hope that we get a really big crowd, and the announcements is going to come out in the press. I think it's probably today or tomorrow. Of the three finalists in each one of these categories. And with that, what's great about that is we'll see people coming out because they're friends or they're part of that business. So we get to see new faces, new bodies showing up. And we want to encourage as many of those as possible, because every event we do is a networking opportunity. Come out to this event because you're going to see some people you haven't met before. And this can create opportunities for business to business for the attendees.
2024 Sage Awards. How do you get tickets to get there?
Like everything, you just have to contact the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. ScrantonChamber.com is the easiest way to do that. Or you can call us, 342-7711. That's area code 570, of course.
So 342-7711. 7711. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You were talking about the first event with the sit-down interview. That's a small group, the forum.
That's right.
How big is the Sage Awards by comparison?
Oh, deep as well.
How many people were talking in there?
300 to 500.
Oh, that's cool.
It'd be a lot of fun.
On the venue. We were talking about this before. You know, we do like to move this around. So the last couple of years, we did it at some relatively small forums, the Ritz Theater in downtown Scranton.
Nice.
As well as the movie theater in downtown Scranton. And unfortunately, size-wise, it was hard to pack them in. So I think we had a little over 300 at each one of those events.
And if you're in theater seating and you win an award, it's hard to get out, I would think.
Well,
right?
Well, it was, yeah.
Excuse me.
The logistics were challenging, but it was a great opportunity for us to showcase those venues because they were really wonderful venues and great operators of both.
Right. And Mohegan, Pennsylvania, right outside of Scranton, everything here is connected anyway. And that's a huge draw for people from Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and all around the area.
Yeah. Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier as well, off air. You know, the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce is just that. It's Greater Scranton. Well, define that any way you want. Of our roughly 1,500 members, probably a third are from outside of Lackawanna County, including a vast number from Luzerne County, including Mohegan, Pocono.
So I was going to ask, Nancy, I don't know if we have to this time. Is there anything else going on? I can't imagine. What else?
That's two big events. Plate.
Yeah,
it's
a lot going on.
Well, we have a card exchange. Our Halloween card exchange is coming up at Jodan, which is an automobile dealership in the Lower Valley. I think it's in Music.
Jodan Motors.
Yeah, I don't have the exact
date.
Like
you did the commercials.
So please go to the chamber website again, www.scrantonchamber.com for details on that. We want to get a big crowd there. And we're you know, doing our early preliminary work on both the annual dinner for next year and for the Empower Conference. Planning on this stuff is often a 12-month issue, you know.
As soon as you're done, you get a couple of weeks maybe, and then it's back.
Catch your breath.
Or you can do how I plan these things. So like, say the date is the 14th. The 12th, you're like, oh, man, tomorrow I got to plan that thing.
It's too big. It's too big for that.
You can't just wing it. But
a sort of funny story along those lines was in a previous position, when I used to work for the Northeast Regional Cancer Institute, we did a lot of big events. Survivor Celebration was really big, 2,000 attendees at that event. And at one point, one of the players, a volunteer, said, talking about the event, this is easy. They've been doing it so long, it practically runs itself. Well, I'll tell you about that event and all the chamber events. They don't practically run themselves. There's a lot of behind the scenes work, and we have a great staff.
They just look
great
that way,
volunteers.
Yeah. They look that way.
Good stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and again, as a chamber, so much of what we do is also, you know, involves our volunteers, and it's really fun, especially when it comes together at an event like the gala, or like the annual dinner, things like that, where you at that point now you're like, okay, you can take a deep breath. Let's get through this, but let's have fun while we're doing it.
I was going to ask, what makes you happier, the event or it's over, we did it? I've been there on both sides of it. It's two different feelings. It is
exactly
great, so.
Well, and you know, I'm lucky because as president of the organization, they oftentimes say, okay, well, Bob's job is he's the floater. So everybody else is running around working hard, and I'm just walking around greeting people.
That's
and
your job, right?
I thought you were going to say you get to pick the menu. It's always Bob's favorite food. Why? Because he's in charge.
I don't get the chance to make any of those decisions.
That's funny.
Listen, we do this once a month, the local business community update. Bob Durkin, the president, CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for being here, as always.
As always.
It's always nice
Thank
to
you,
see you.
Jason. And thank you, Nancy.
And happy October.
Click follow. So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.